For the record, this is the GAC high-level meeting.
Could we please ask everyone to start to take your seats, please, so that we can get the meeting started? Could we please ask, I see that most people have taken their seats. Could those that are behind us having coffee please take their seats so that we could get the meeting started?
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to what is the first high-level meeting that we have convened on the margins of ICANN. So it's really a pleasure for me as the chair of the Governmental Advisory Committee. My name is Heather Dryden. To introduce the chair of our meetings today. So seated to my left is Martin Morgan, who is the Assistant Deputy Minister at Industry Canada. Marta has responsibilities for internet governance issues. That includes ICANN, as well as telecommunications policy in Canada, and also is responsible for the industry sector in the department, so manufacturing and these kinds of things. So with that, welcome again, and I will turn over to Marta to introduce the meeting and get us started. So please, Marta.
Thank you, Heather. It's great to be here today, and I'd like to first of all welcome you. I know a number of you have been here for a few days already, and we're hoping that the weather's just going to get better. Byron's taking care of that, though. Don't hold me accountable. This is the first high-level meeting for senior officials taking place as part of the 45th meeting of the Internet of ICANN, and we're very, very pleased to be able to host it here in Canada. Our discussion today is centered around the theme of preserving and improving the multi-stakeholder model. And it's our hope that it will strengthen our collective understanding of how ICANN works and the various public policy issues relating to coordination of the Internet's global domain name system. ICANN's accountability and transparency review process recognized the value of a high-level meeting to complement the important work underway by the GAC. And this meeting provides us an opportunity to reaffirm the critical role that governments play in providing advice to the ICANN board on public policy issues as it relates to the secure and stable functioning of the domain name system. I've had the pleasure of being able to meet with a number of you over the last 24 hours in preparation for this meeting, and I'd like to reflect a little bit on those meetings and on the comments that Fady made this morning in the opening session. He outlined a number of priorities for ICANN, and for him and his leadership, in particular, management foundations, internationalization, and evolution of the model. And I believe that these are very consistent with the priorities that many of you have expressed to me bilaterally and in the context of the GAC meetings. So I hope that this will lay the foundation for a very fruitful discussion today among ourselves and also with the ICANN board later this afternoon. This is a I just want to go over a few meeting management things and then walk through the agenda, and then I will introduce the guests for our first session. So this is a meeting of senior officials rather than a regular meeting of the GAC. I've corresponded with a number of you to seek guidance about your priorities for today's discussions, and I look forward to hearing from the senior officials who are here today. Interpretation in the six UN languages plus Portuguese is available for the duration of our meetings, and the discussions will be transcribed. I see they're being transcribed right in front of me. There were some pretty funny ones in the plenary. So, a chair's summary will be provided to outline the overarching points that come out of today's meetings, and this will be presented in the final portion of the program and circulated in written form thereafter to the board and the ICANN community. We have very tight timelines today. We have a really tight, packed schedule with a lot of people coming to speak and many of you who will want to speak. So I ask you to forgive me as I will try to manage this meeting quite firmly in terms of asking people to keep to their times, because if we don't do that, we won't have time at the end of each of our sessions to be able to have a good discussion. And Kathy Fisher is at the end of this table, and she has a cards and it's going to, you know, flag people if they're as they're getting close to the end. So we give you a bit of a heads up and a time to wrap up. So Heather will be keeping a list of speakers for me to support to the meeting management. I would note that it's very far down to the end of the room, and sometimes it's a little bit hard for us to see who's actually wanting to speak. So we will keep track of you, but if you could introduce yourselves as well before you speak, also for the benefit of the rest of the participants, since this is such a large room. So with those opening remarks about the meeting and the day, I would now turn to the first session, ICANN and the GAC, an overview. This session provides us with an opportunity to hear from the ICANN CEO and President and Board Chair about the ICANN model and some of the developments taking place at the organization. We are exceptionally fortunate to be hearing from Fadi Shahadi, who has only recently taken up the reins at ICANN after a long and accomplished private sector career. And I personally must say I was very impressed by Fadi's speech this morning after only, 36 days on the job? 40 today. Okay, so not even 2 months. Internet governance... And I'm going to suggest a small change to the agenda that we had circulated, which is that we will ask Fadi and Steve Crocker, the chair of the ICANN board, to speak to us for about 10 minutes or so. And then I'd like to open up the floor for discussion for 15 minutes. After that, Fadi and Steve have other engagements, and we can carry on with the rest of this session with an update from Heather Dryden as GAC chair on what's going on in the GAC, and also interventions from a number of countries who will share with us their internal preparations for the GAC and how they domestically support the policy issues that we're discussing here today. So without further introduction, I'm very pleased to turn the floor over to Fadi and Steve to talk a little bit about their priorities and in particular the priorities that really relate to the work of governments and the alignment of their priorities with the kinds of issues that we'll be discussing here today.
Thank you, Marta. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. I'm Steve Crocker, chair of the board of directors of ICANN. Let me ask my fellow members on the board to stand up for a moment so that people can locate you and see faces. Some are seated at the table here with us, and some are seated in the rows nearby. Great. And Eric, I'm going to call on you in just a second. Marta mentioned the depth of the room and the difficulty of seeing, in particular, it's dark down at one end. We've had a problem even in a much smaller group, and Eric and I have been practicing signals. So show your practiced gestures to make sure that I don't miss calling on you. And you've seated yourself close to me this time, but usually you're way down at the other end, yes. So be vigorous. Everybody here, the board, the GAC members, senior officials who are joining, staff, everybody who's here is very serious, very strongly engaged in this enterprise, in the mission of internet governance, and I think the in recognition of that seriousness, although a certain amount of ceremony and formality is required, I think it's absolutely essential that we use our time that gets very packed, use our time to drive right to the real issues, to say the things that have to be said, engage in real communication, and to do so constructively in a problem-solving fashion. So I'm going to use just the couple of minutes that I have to say a few things. We treasure the GAC. We think the GAC is a very special body within ICANN, and we understand many of us have had the pleasure of serving in governments. We know full well the complexities of trying to work within the government and work with the community and work with other governments. Not an easy job. And made complicated by various rules that we all have to live by, made complicated by differences in languages and culture and geography and other factors. That's the hurdles. The good news is that it's forums like this and it's the internet in general that has made it possible for enormous strides in cooperation across the globe. ICANN is a very special organization. We were born to serve a particular need, to oversee and coordinate the unique identifiers for the internet. That's a code word which encompasses but is not limited to the domain name system. It certainly includes the addresses as well. And less well understood, but quite important, the identifiers that are buried within the protocols that help drive the internet and to be in service of the Internet Engineering Task Force in that area. We are not, have not been constructed to be, are not, and don't have the capability to be the sole venue for all things related to internet governance. There are a myriad of large and challenging problems in internet governance for which ICANN may have at best a tangential role and in many cases no role whatsoever. And we don't seek to expand to become a center of internet governance across the world. The functions that led to the creation of ICANN were organized and evolved directly in service to questions that were asked and requests that were made, not because of ambition, not because of seeking to enlarge any mandate. And so we seek to live comfortably within an environment that where we cooperate with partners, where we serve the community. And if we fail to serve the community and meet the community's needs, then we fail. And that's something that I think we do indeed understand deeply within ICANN, and which I hope governs our behavior. And as Fadi emphasized, we better do our job very well and emphasize organizational excellence and efficiency and effectiveness. Within all of ICANN, and ICANN is structured in an unusual way. We have a staff of around 150 people, and they're organized in roughly the way that you would expect an organization. Fadi is the president and CEO. The staff reports up to him. He chooses how to organize and drive them. We have the supporting organizations and the advisory committees, of which the GAC is an important one. And the org chart says that they do not report up to the staff. They report to the board. And so what to make of the board? The board's traditional role is to oversee the execution and financial health of the organization. And we also have to act as a bit of a coordinating body among the supporting organizations and advisory committees. We don't seek to make new policies. We don't seek to invent anything at the board level. We want to be the enabler and first in line in the audience, if you will, watching the great things that the rest of the organization does. That's our role, and to the extent that that's all we have to do, that's our preferred position. Occasionally we'll see something broken, and we'll have to step in to fix it, but not because we want to substitute ourselves, but because we want to help out, help others do their job as best we can. One particular area that we have focused on with respect to the GAC is making sure that GAC advice is heard and acted on, and that there is clarity in the communication. We have worked very hard with representatives from the GAC on what is now called a GAC register, so that there is good tracking and firm acknowledgement of what is said and what will be done about it, and not only from a historical point of tracking it, but also to make sure that things get done. I'm out of time, so I won't keep going on, but there's a variety of different things that are on our mind. I'm going to turn the floor over to Fadi, and as Marta said, I expect that we'll have some time for some interaction, which will be quite welcome. Thank you. Fadi?
I will be very brief. I think you heard enough from me today. But just very quickly, first and foremost, I want to recognize the incredible efforts that were put by Marta Morgan, the deputy assistant to the minister, who's here to Steve's right, to make this happen. That was not part of her plan for the year, but she added it to her many activities and many roles, and we really are thankful to her and to her team to make this happen. Thank you, Marta. I look at this room and I see what I said this morning, making the ATRT recommendations in our DNA. We're here because this is one of the great recommendations that the ATRT reviews came back with. And it's remarkable. It's really a great day to see this happening, and I hope this will invigorate us and will respond to any of the critics that think that at ICANN things don't work. At ICANN, things work. And my commitment to you this morning, which I delivered with enough detail, is that I will internally ensure that you will never have to defend ICANN's workings. That ICANN is a place where you can come through this GAC setup and get your work done. That's my job for you. And secondly, that we will engage with you and with all the communities in the world who are interested in our work to make sure they can participate fully and completely. And the addition of Dr. Tarek Kamel to my left and Sally Costerton as senior people who are solely focused on our engagement with the world shows our commitment from day one to put our actions where our words are. And you can count on us for that. And I thank you all for being here. I thank you for the support you give to this great endeavor, to this great enterprise called the Internet. Thank you for that, and I look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you very much, Steve and Fadi, for those opening remarks. Now, what I'm going to suggest is that we open the floor for 10 to 15 minutes if anyone has comments or questions. We will have an opportunity at the end of the day to meet with the full ICANN board. But while we have Fadi and Steve here for this session, we could take some time at the beginning of this session for either comments or questions for them, and then we'll turn the floor over to Heather to report on the work that the GAC has been doing after that. So if there is anyone who would like to speak at this time, please wave your hand. No, it's all quiet out there. Okay, so we're saving our comments for the end of the day until our meeting with the ICANN board. I'm just going to talk for a minute and keep looking around in case anyone actually changes their mind and would like to jump in. No? Ah, here we go down at the end. Yes, Australia.
Thank you. In the interest of starting the conversation as much as anything else, I'm Keith Besgrove from Australia. This is the first ICANN meeting that I've attended in about 7 years, so it's interesting to come back and see some of the changes. I don't want to say very much at this juncture. I've got an opportunity a bit later, but one of the things that has struck me in those 7 years is how different the conversation seems to be today, and I would certainly welcome some of the remarks that Fadi and others have made, and Steve. I think that the sorts of messages that you're providing are very welcome to the Australian government and in a very real sense give voice to some of the concerns that we've been raising for a number of years. And if I could simply contrast my experience of 7 years ago with my experience of the last couple of days, 7 years ago I was struck by how technically focused ICANN was and in a very real sense how inward-looking it was, very much focused on the technicalities and the engineering challenges of the Internet, and only incidentally, I think, on the concerns of other stakeholders, including governments. And I certainly have detected a palpable difference in the 2 days that I've been here, and certainly Australia welcomes that change. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm from Brazil. I'm going to speak in Portuguese, okay?
First of all, I would like to welcome the new CEO of ICANN, Fadi, and I would like to say that Brazil is ready to cooperate and to work together with you to enrich and make Internet more stable. I would like to make three comments that are important from the point of view of the Brazilian government as well as from the perspective of the Internet governance entity in my country. First of all, I would like to say that Brazil has adopted the multi-stakeholder since 1995. This model, in practice, works with the participation of people from the government, from the civil society, from the various business associations, as well as education associations. Everybody has a vote, and a majority is needed to pass anything. this has been the practice in Brazil for internet governance. From then on, in Brazil, we would like to emphasize, and we hope I can to include it, to include the practice and participation of a multi-stakeholder model with an equal foot of all of them, including GAC. We would also like to welcome a greater internationalization of ICANN, now with a new CEO. And finally, we would like to point out and highlight the significance of GAC, how GAC should be listened, and how there should be clear and transparent responses for their advices. We are ready to work with you all together and in cooperation. Thank you.
The African Union Commission.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I would like to thank you and to thank the Canadian government for hosting this important event. To us, Africans, it is very important to be here. Not only because an African has been just appointed as the CEO, but also due to the importance of the topics and the ICANN agenda. I shall thank you on behalf of the African Union Commission and on behalf of all the African member states for providing us this opportunity to be here with you among the fine people and to talk about our perspectives as Africans with regard to the agenda ICANN. I had the honor and the pleasure to interact with Steve Coker several times, specifically in Dakar and to with the members of the board. The declaration I had the privilege to present to you in Dakar still on and still in place. I would like also to congratulate Fadi for being appointed as the CEO. And I must say that you had a hell of a presentation today. We like it very much. And I have noted several things you have said today, starting from the management delivery to the internationalization of ICANN to the partnership with IEORS. When I read it this morning, I thought that it was international organizations, but you meant internet organization. But we still need to extend that to the international organization and specifically to intergovernmental organizations. The principle you have laid out today were very key to us, and we heard the message, starting from the true ethical standards to specifically the strategy for Africa. We thank you for that. Having said that, I would like to emphasize and stress on the fact that Africa really needs specific and special attention. When the internet governance issue comes in, it comes around the 1995-1998 period where the privatization of the sector, specifically the voice sector and so on, and the disengagement of the governments were actually going. And therefore, you may see that most of the Africans don't understand really the process of ICANN and the issue related to the internet governance. That is why I am saying that it is very important that we have specific outreach to Africa, in order not only to allow them to participate. And I have seen that you have done a lot of things in terms of sponsoring, in terms now of interacting with us, which I thank you for that, by the way. But we still have to do a lot of things to make sure that not only the strategy is being implemented properly, but also to make sure that Africans are here and they are understanding the process. We are in the very critical period of time where the confusion between the internet governance, the ITRs, the ITU, the internationalization are being misinterpreted here and there. And the explanation, the outreach are very important to make sure that everybody understands what and where and how. We very welcome the appointment of Dr. Tarek, and we very welcome also the fact that you have now specific orientation going to the governments. The government's still key in everything, and we need to work with the government and to make sure that the government are, their voices are heard and you are counting on them. Without them, nothing can be implemented with the country. And thank you for your attention again.
Thank you. Are there other? Yes, down at the far end on the left.
My name is Monica Karetz from Kenya. I think Kenya has been doing a lot of internet governance forums that are multi-stakeholder. I want to thank Alice Munyo, who I hope she's here somewhere. She's the one who's really been spearheading a lot of our internet governance forums in Kenya, ensured that we have a multi-stakeholder process in the system. And a lot of that has been done through coordination between government and private sector. To the credit of Kenya and Africa, Alice has sat as well as the vice chair of the team. She won't say this, so I must give her thanks on our behalf. I want to say that I think the process of internet governance for any African country, and Kenya, requires a lot of coordination between the government's processes and systems. I really want to acknowledge our new president, who mentioned that government can sometimes be a stumbling block to the participation of every other stakeholder within the country. So it's important that governments understand and are trained into understanding what is ICANN, what is multi-stakeholder process, how does multi-stakeholder process work within the ICT sector and the internet specifically. And I want to say that Kenya is making strides. We want to continue making strides. And I want to hope that the other African countries will continue to support us in the process. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other comments? Okay. Steve or Fadi, would you like to make any other comments before we know we will have a chance to have an interactive conversation with you later in the day after we've had a full day of deliberations, and we'll be able to bring back to you some common messages and issues for discussion and work going forward at that point?
Thank you very much. Yes, indeed. We're looking forward to a quite vigorous, frank and candid discussion this afternoon. And so we'll be back. We all have long days ahead of us, and I'm frankly looking forward to that session as one of the high points of the afternoon.
I just want to thank all the people who made comments. Thank you to the African Union for the support you've given us in the recent Khartoum meeting and the comments you made. And I want, if I could, single out the great comments by Brazil. Because I do believe I recognize the great contributions Brazil has made to the multi-stakeholder model, and I really look forward to engage with Brazil, not the least because I have a lot of family there, but I really appreciate what you shared, and I look forward to work with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much to Steve and Fadi, and we'll see you both later in the day.
Thank you.
So carrying on with the first session, I would like now to turn the floor over to Heather Dryden, Chair of the GAC, to provide us with information and an overview of what the GAC is working on, the priorities, et cetera, right now. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be able to say a few words about the Governmental Advisory Committee and how we work, and some of the issues that we're currently looking at within the committee. For the remainder of the day, I will more or less hand over to the vice chairs in the committee in order to help move the meetings along and provide support with our government host for the high-level meeting. So, first of all, it's important to be aware that the GAC is a committee that works independently, and it really needs to. It is comprised of 120 member governments at this time, and this consists of public authorities and distinct economies from all geographic regions. And this number has been growing and continues to grow. We also have observers to the committee, and intergovernmental organizations are really important in this sense because they can provide both a regional perspective. They can also provide a particular kind of expertise because they have that specialization in an area, a policy area that relates to the work of the committee. So the main role of the GAC is to advise on a range of issues, public policy issues arising from the coordination of the names and numbers from the internet. Advice that is generated by the committee is formally presented to the board and communicated openly to the community at the same time. And the GAC develops its advice on the basis of consensus. So this is really built in to the very central way in which the committee works. And the advice of the GAC must be taken into account by the board of directors, as Steve Crocker pointed out. And this is in both the formulation and the adoption of policies at ICANN. For example, approximately 90% of the advice that the GAC generated regarding the new GTLD program was followed by the board. So that's quite a good success for this committee. In addition to these remarks about the GAC's advice, there is a formal provision that exists in ICANN's bylaws relating to the GAC's advice. And in the event that the ICANN board determines to take an action that is not consistent with GAC advice, it must provide the reasons why it decided not to follow that advice. The GAC and the ICANN board must then work together to find a mutually acceptable solution. And this is a process that we have used. And I was able to report on the success that we had with the new GTLD program. And I think this is a really important consideration when looking at the role and standing of the committee within this multi-stakeholder model. So the advice of the GAC can take various forms. This can be in the form of principles that are applicable to managing the global domain name system. For example, an objective was set to work towards the universal resolvability of the DNS. Also a set of law enforcement recommendations, which we'll have time to perhaps discuss in more detail later. And also setting principles related to the delegation and redelegation of country code top-level domains, as well strengthening accountability and transparency at ICANN has been a critical issue and quite important to governments participating in the committee. The committee meets face-to-face three times per year at the same time as ICANN meetings, and the key negotiated output from the meetings is a GAC communique of advice. The GAC holds its meetings in an open manner and communicates and interacts with other parts of the ICANN community as part of the overall bottom-up multi-stakeholder policy development process at ICANN, and we'll hear from some of those stakeholder groups at lunchtime today. And work is also carried out intersessionally online and via conference calls. GAC representatives may serve as a topic lead to guide the work on a particular topic, and there may also be liaisons between the GAC and other parts of the community to facilitate information sharing. Other parts of the ICANN community also provide briefs and presentations to the GAC. For example, the Security, Stability, and Resiliency Advisory Committee developed a paper that was of interest to the GAC on the technical impacts of blocking at the top level. I mentioned that there are three vice chairs, Sweden, Singapore, and Kenya. And three vice chairs are elected to represent the GAC in order to accomplish geographical diversity. And I'm pleased to report that we have concluded our elections and we have three new incoming vice chairs from Trinidad and Tobago, Switzerland, and Australia. So with the incoming new generic top-level domains, we have a strengthened role for the GAC, in that we have something called an early warning process and something called GAC advice specifically related to this program. And these issues are very much under discussion in the GAC this week. But it allows GAC members via early warning to signal potential concerns with applications that may be controversial or sensitive for governments. But the GAC may also provide public policy advice directly to the board on any application for a new GTLD. In terms of the outreach that the GAC has carried out in order to conduct capacity building, there was a session held at the beginning of the GAC meetings at the ICANN San Jose meeting in Costa Rica in March this year, which was well received by the participants. And also, we have, I think, a significant development to report in that we now have an interpretation for all GAC meetings and main teleconferences in all UN6 languages and Portuguese. And with this meeting, we have been able to add Arabic and Chinese, so this is how we're now at the UN6. We also have translation provided by ICANN and receive 20 fellowships per GAC meeting. We have a number of substantive priorities, policy issues that we're working on. I've mentioned some of them. So new generic top-level domains, accountability and transparency work, law enforcement efforts in relation to the contracts that ICANN has with registrars in order to ensure compliance. There has also been a fair bit of discussion, so we can discuss these all later on. So I think these are the key points that I wanted to present today, but suffice to say that as the work at the organization increases and the members of the GAC need to contend with really a broad set of policy issues that are driven outside the committee, it becomes quite a challenge for the GAC, and governments, of course, have to go through their internal preparations in order to prepare for the GAC meetings. And perhaps we can hear a bit more about some of those efforts from the senior officials in attendance today. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Heather, for that excellent overview of the GAC's agenda and some of the recent successes that the GAC has had in terms of advancing that agenda within ICANN. Yes, and so the next, I'd like to open the floor to, I think that when we think about ICANN and the GAC, the part that we don't always think about but is equally important, as Heather has flagged, is domestically how we support the GAC and the member of the GAC that we often send to these meetings, and the policy development process within each member government that has to happen in order to be able to actively participate in those meetings and to advance issues related to the GAC's work in our own domestic context. So I understand that there are a number of countries who might be willing to speak to that, to talk a little bit. We had some comments already from Kenya, but be willing to speak to that a little bit in terms of what you do at home in order to support the GAC and the policy development that needs to happen domestically. Yes.
Sarah, again to come. Well, allow me first of all to congratulate the GAC for the success stories and for the effort actually to support the government. Now, I would like to make a general comments and cite one example of where the role of the GAC could be, how can I say, enhanced. Within the African community, sometimes it is difficult to understand the general process of ICANN. And it is believed that within the GAC, the government could get the required support and recommendation to the ICANN process. Just to illustrate what I wanted to say, let's see the example of Dot Africa, for instance, GTLD, where it is something that it is believed to be ready for the continent. All the member states are supporting according to the procedure, and yet still the member state has to go through a certain process that they think that shouldn't have been there. And unfortunately, the support from the organs are not really clear stated in terms of how this issue that is related to the entire continent and being, how can I say, challenged by an individual, the member state cannot understand that a continent and the entire continent being challenged by one individual. And there where we as members and the government, we need to each other to support in these kind of issues to make sure that the solidarity among us is there, and that we can support each other in terms of finding not only solutions to general issues, but also to specific issues related to the countries or to the continent itself. That's the small comment, actually, I want to make just to illustrate what kind of role we need to have or to be enhanced in terms of solidarity among us as members of GAC in order to make sure the government is well represented. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Would you like to call?
Yes.
No.
What?
Thank you, Chair. Mark Carvel, United Kingdom Government, Department for Culture, Media and Sport. I'm also the representative of the UK on the Governmental Advisory Committee. I lead on internet governance policy across the UN, ITU, the whole landscape, the ecosystem, which Fadi talked about earlier, where governments intersect with the private sector and civil society on internet governance policy. As this is the first time I am taking the mic, I want to express my great appreciation for Industry Canada and for hosting this very timely meeting. We've heard from the new CEO, Fadi, about the importance of internationalizing ICANN, embedding it into the DNA of ICANN, and that's something, an objective which the UK government very much supports at a time when the whole multi-stakeholder model and the sustainability of the model is coming under close scrutiny in UN agencies and indeed the UN General Assembly itself in the road to the WSIS review. Now, I just, in answer to your question about the domestic sort of responsibilities of individual GAC members of the Governmental Advisory Committee, the ICANN dossier is a very wide one. It's important to note that the individual coming to the meetings can't expect to cover every issue. There's a lot of preparatory work to be done because the issues that come up extend across rights protection, consumer protection, law enforcement, corporate governments, and doing our bit to ensure that ICANN fully meets its tasks and is fit for purpose. So it's important for the GAC representatives really to work within administrations, agencies, to tap into pools of expertise and bring that to the forum here at ICANN meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. Could I now call on Sweden to intervene on this point? You're looking surprised.
Well, I was actually waving to a colleague, but anyway, now I have the mic. I'd like to thank you very much.
Now everyone will be alert.
Yeah.
You could be called on at any time.
Okay, but thank you very much for hosting this event. The thing is, we appreciate it very much. We are a great supporter of the multi-stakeholder environment. And I'd also want to mention that we like the multi-stake system so much that we have our own multi-stakeholder system in Sweden. So before every ICANN meeting, Our regulator is holding a meeting with the civil society, with companies, operators, to discuss the topics. And that's a system that we will, we are greatly in favor of. So if you feel free to copy if you like to. So thank you very much again.
Thank you. Now, I have in my notes that Japan might be willing to speak to this topic of preparing for the GAC. But now I'm a little hesitant to ask. Are you okay?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. My name is Yamakawa from Japan, Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communications. Well, the Internet has been developed through the private sector-led framework in Japan. And in order to maintain the contribution that the Internet makes to economic growth, innovation, and social development, the current multi-stakeholder approach to Internet governance is necessary. And I'm very glad to hear that the new CEO, Mr. Fadi Shahadi, was very open-minded towards the Internet policy. And it is very important to involve all nations, of course, from African. So we know that just look like, for example, the application of the new GLTD applications. Very small applications have made from the African countries. So in order to develop the multi-stakeholder approach towards the future, we have to ask many participants to the GAC. That is very important. And we are very happy that the new CEO is very open-minded to that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Manel Ismail from Egypt. I also represent Egypt at the GAC and would like just to stress the importance of the national coordination at the national level for the GAC and the participation within ICANN. GAC members have a lot of tasks to be covered here, and they should be provided the needed resources, spared the time to do this, and also the facilitation nationally within other governmental sectors, because they cover more than one topic. On the other hand, it's also necessary that ICANN understands the special nature of the governments in working and having to consult nationally. So it's both ways, and I hope it's going to be a great success with the new spirit that's being spread. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other? Yes.
It's Turkey.
Thank you very much, dear Chairman. This is Tayfun Acerer. I am President of Information Communication Technologies Authorities of Turkey. And there are different stakeholders in Turkey. One of the stakeholders in communication ministries and the regulatory body and the new internet boards and Mr. İhsan Durdu. İhsan Durdu is the GAC members. And the internet board started approximately 3 months ago, and Mr. İhsan Durdu always share some information for GAC to the shareholders, to us. And I came first time for ICANN meeting. And it is really interesting for me because Turkey is the constant member of ITU, and really I want to learn how is the subject, how is working, or I can. Really interesting for me. Thank you very much.
Yes, I would like to add a few more things maybe after our chairman of the Telecommunication Authority made his speech. Just to emphasize on how effective the dynamics of the multi-stakeholder model of ICANN is working. We were just having a private conversation to each other. He said after seeing how dynamic this model is working, he's quite impressed. It is really seeing is believing. I mean, then I thank you very much for our Canadian colleagues to host this event and have this high-level meeting, and I think it's very important to have online experience with the whole process. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that intervention. Yes, down at the far end.
My name is Monica Karatz. I'm with the regulator, board director of the regulator in Kenya. And my questions, and as I said, Alice has really been leading us as a country. But I think my questions for us as we think about government intervention into the whole of ICANN are the following. How can we monitor and evaluate to what extent government processes and systems are of issues of ICANN are spread or cascaded downwards? So what systems do we have to see that they are spread downwards? It's one thing for one member person to come in here, but how do we intervene in that model process? What systems do we have? So maybe, for example, in the form of Kenya, we had Kictanet as one way, which is a website and a portal where people can discuss. But what other ways can we do so? How can we ensure other government agencies within a particular country are part of ICANN so that it's not seen as an ICT or for the Ministry of ICT? The internet belongs to all. I like the idea today of my ICANN. So how then do we as government ensure that everybody sort of feels ownership to this entire process? And those are my questions in terms of thinking through a way or a model of ensuring that we can monitor and check to what extent governments are being effective in cascading the multi-stakeholder downwards. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Victor Martinez from the Ministry of Communications and Transport from Mexico, and I will to speak in Spanish.
First of all, I would like to bring the greetings of Ignacio Perez Jacome and Hector Olavarria, Subsecretariat of Transportation, and to thank you on behalf of the Government of Mexico to the Government of Canada for hosting this meeting. And we would like to share with you how internet governance has been evolving in Mexico. To date, Mexico and the Secretariat of Telecommunication and Transportation coordinates the national telecommunications policy. And so this secretariat has also taken over everything related to the internet after consultation with many stakeholders in Mexico. You will know that Mexico had have important players at ICANN that have been evolving and growing and developing some bases in Mexico. We still have a lot of room to grow. There are many government agencies that are consulted for some issues that are being discussed in the GAC. Many of them are not aware of DNS, but we have been growing in the number of people that is getting involved in this respect. As the new CEO of ICANN mentioned in the opening ceremony, the synergy will have to grow. ICANN will be internationalized, and this will also improve and be reflective in Mexico's evolution in terms of internet governance.
Okay, so I'm going to take one more comment, and then I'm going to try and summarize this morning's discussion, and we'll move on to the next step of the day.
Sorry. Merci, Martha. Et je vais parler en français.
My name is Mayang Daketel Mkali, and I work in everything related to new technologies. I certainly welcome you on behalf of the Mali government, and I present the excuses of my government for not having the opportunity of participating directly and having appointed me as a representative. My government, Mali, supports this multi-stakeholder model as well as the bottom-up model. With respect to the problem that the Commission of the African Union has submitted with respect to the problems related to problems, I think that the GAC may help us in this respect. Because, for instance, when an issue is raised with ICANN, if we don't have the support of the other governments, it is very difficult to speak these problems out. So the GAC members should work together with the problems of the other members. On the other hand, Mali, on my behalf, wants to keep on discussing in the high-level meetings and to present the opinions of my governments and to be better informed of everything discussed that I can. We have more participation at the high-level meetings, and we know better all the problems and issues at ICANN's level. Thank you very much for having given me the floor.
Issues regarding GTLD domain names, which I would just note are being very actively considered at this week's meeting of the GAC, and are forming a very important part of the GAC's agenda. So it's good to see that those issues are being addressed and the efforts are being made to ensure that the process is understood in all of its various steps, and the roles that various either national governments and organizations and the GAC will play in that process going forward. I'd like to just summarize briefly what this morning's session. We had an excellent briefing by or intervention by Steve Crocker, setting the stage at the beginning of the day around the role of the GAC, the role of ICANN in the whole world of the internet, and the role of the GAC within that. Heather gave us an overview of the considerable progress that's been made over the last year in responding to the accountability and transparency review, and in the work that has been done at the GAC as well. And I've heard a number of you refer to the importance of the ICANN multi-stakeholder model that brings together technical community, civil society, and governments, and the importance of that model within, which has been also adopted within many of your own countries. I think it's clear from the comments here today, both the comments made by Steve and Fadi and Heather on behalf of the GAC, and those of you who have spoken, that governments are a key part of the ICANN process. By providing advice on public policy issues related to the domain name system, the GAC enables ICANN to understand government views and priorities and to take those views into account when making decisions. And I've heard a number of you speak about the need for the GAC not only to take into account, ICANN to take into account the views of GAC, but also to understand government's decision-making processes as well. We engagement in the GAC is key, and I think this was a very interesting discussion that we had about some of the practices that many of you are using in your countries to support the GAC. It's clear that many of you have well-implemented multi-stakeholder models already in place or nascent multi-stakeholder models. We have recognized in many of the comments the need to work across government and also the question that was flagged about how governments also involve others and how do we work, how do we sort of devolve these issues and make sure that internally within our own countries that we have the mechanisms to ensure involvement in the issues that we come here to discuss. And I think that as the demands of the GAC are increasing, and those of you around the table or in the room who are participating in the GAC, I know that you're living this every day, the increasing demands of the GAC and the many issues that your work at the GAC touches on related to domestic policies. It's important to continue to strengthen participation and engagement domestically. And so I really welcome the comments of those of you who spoke about what you are doing domestically in order to support this work. So I'd like to thank again those who intervened and those who presented, Heather. I believe that our next step is a group photo. No, it's on. Oh, I have a group photo in my note. There is no group photo, so you're lucky. Instead of a group photo, you get 15 minutes between now and when lunch will begin at 12:30. And where is the lunchroom? And the lunchroom is the Marine Room at 12:30. So enjoy your short break, and we'll reconvene in the Marine Room for lunch.